Well, Orthodox theologians will say that Christ, in the incarnation of Christ, would have still been necessary without if the fall hadn't happened, in order to become fully human,
Right.
and that the fall is, even though it's terrible to be subjected to sin, it's still an opportunity for learning to become human, to be, and that becoming human is being in Christ, they would say. So,
So they're saying that we're not human until we abide in Christ.
yes.
That's interesting. Because that's what seems like Peterson was saying that was something that Marx said about how we're not human as long as we're slaves to the machine or something. But anyway, I hadn't heard that from a theological perspective that we're not fully human until we're
To be clear on that, that's an Eastern Orthodox
Right.
perspective, and I think it's also a contended one. It's
Okay.
not, yeah.
Certainly, yeah, I could see how it would be contended. Because now we're back in the deepest of waters and back to this thing that we got sort of stuck on, which is God an energy or an essence or the I mean, my perspective, for what it's worth, is that the fall as such, which started with Lucifer, I'd say before Adam and Eve, mythologically speaking, as in Lucifer being the first emanation that rebelled against being emanated, as in the distance that Lucifer experienced from unity with God, he reacted against that and so turned his assignation into a fall, and then everything else went to hell after that. Throughout all of that, which well, I'm not necessarily we're talking about, but what I understand is that God creates not God creates the, make, creates from the inside, like God creates by entering into the void. Maybe it's like Peter's saying is articulating order from chaos, and so the creation itself is an extension of God, but it doesn't. God is not limited to that extension. It is a mere extension. This is, I'm just trying to sort of
Yeah.
lay out my understanding for what it's worth.
I would say that essence and energy thing, the essence and energy distinction, the essence of God is prior to creation. Creation is the energy of God.
Right.
The place where we can say God is, that where time, where there's time,
Yeah, phenomena, a
phenomena, yeah.
phenomenal realm, right? So, but, well, it just seems as though that, not that it's all preordained exactly, but that it's all one expression, really, a single expression of the eternal in time. Like it might take millions of years, but essentially, from the point of eternity, it's one expression, like it's a unified expression, and so Adam, Christ, the second iteration, and the crucifixion, the revelation, so that has both the fall and the ascension in it, the middle point, and then the end time, the revelation, which is harder to talk about. But that would all be, that's all one phenomenon in itself. So it's like it seems kind of meaningless to say, well, even if man hadn't fallen, Christ would have had to come, because they're not separate anyway. It's not even that one's a response to the other. It's that it's one word being
Yeah.
spoken that just takes a long time.
And I think that's more of the contention that it's not exactly that the fall is necessary, but it's just, it is. And,
Well, it's not a fall, actually. It appears like a fall from certain points in the, of iteration within the iterations, but it's not a subjectively experienced as a fall, but it's not actually a fall. It's an emanation or a manifestation.
Well, and it's interesting in Eastern Orthodox theology, they have iconography, which is very different from Western theology, that they have these works of art that are strictly bound, very limited in what can be produced in this art. And there are, like, sometimes the icon is just of one person. It could be like of just, it could be of Christ or a saint or Mary. But some of the icons are of multiple events that happen at different points in time, but the way that they're produced in the art shows them happening all at once. That like Peter's denial, that in the gospel, that there's three points where Peter denies Christ, but then there's the redemption. In the icon representing that, you see it all at once. There is no progression of time needed to see it. You can see it as one icon, and it's and I, that I think that that is, on a theological level, supposed to represent the eternal aspect of God, of creation. Well,
The image, even.
the image, yeah, the image, and that by producing that art and by participating in it, that is an energy of God, and that is one way we can, it's a way of knowing God.
It's like a snapshot of God that has captured his soul, or a fragment of his soul.
The other really interesting, before I move on, is in iconography, is that you'll notice the perspective is different. Whereas in most art, there's a central perspective where the perspective of objects emanates from the center point. But in iconography, Eastern Orthodox iconography, there can be multiple perspectives, and they are outward perspective. They're not a central perspective, they're outward. So, like, when you, like, look at buildings, or just the people themselves, like it looks different. It's somehow different, and that's if you find the points of perspective in the art, they are not central, and part of that is supposed to convey that it we don't want to have ourself as the central perspective, that the perspective should be outward towards God. That, yeah, there's actually a pretty interesting documentary. It's called, I think, The Icon. It's like a 3 hour documentary, but it goes through all that.
Well, it's like the process of looking inward to find that which is looking out, I think. It's like we have to start with self-examination and introspection, and even following our sensations inward. But that process in itself seems to me that it is to lead to the place in which we can abide perceptually and as awareness, which is looking out. It's like we want to, the ego wants to find God, but God just wants, well, difficult to start any sentence with God wants, right? But
I would say that it's not, it's God. Well, maybe to make it for ease, God wants to know us.
isn't it that God wants to know himself through us? And in a sense, I get, and this is really is easy to get tangled up here, but that that God, as consciousness that is extended into its creation, has done so to perceive the creation from the inside, not to change it, not to direct it, not to manipulate it, simply to indwell within it, to dwell within the creation, just as we need to dwell within Christ. And that experience for us as individuals is simply the experience of perceiving the world from the very deepest place within us.
That sounds all right, except I know that I'd have to.
You have to refer to your theology.
I don't want to commit to saying it's all right because I know that there is a Gnostic idea somehow similar to like God knowing himself or like not wanting to be alone or something like that.
Well, I don't like that one. No, that's a really grim view. But